morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klal Lamed Vav, Simon Ches. The worm shein derech liga behen elalecho bekaf. So the takana was because you're going to touch things. So if something was not normal to touch it, the normal way you would eat it is with a spoon, or similarly with a fork. Could go to mini tavshel, something which is cooked. So I make an oatmeal. I mean, it's. There's a tibula mamashka, there's liquid there, and there's oats there, and there's, I make a farina, there's liquid there, and there's wheat there. So I make a soup, a vegetable soup. All of these things we have liquid, but it's a tavshil. So that you don't normally eat it with your hands, you eat it with a spoon. Ain't sarkhan tielas yadayim. So this is not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, this halacha, but the Magen Avraham and others already introduced this halacha, that in that situation, there's no halacha of tielas yadayim. But if something which is, it is normal to touch it, even though he happens to eat it at this time with a kli, or he happens to always eat it with a kli, but if it's something which is normal to touch, so it's baladaitoi, that's not going to be sufficient to relieve him from his halacha of matilas shadayim. Now, what about something which it's normal to eat with a fork, but it is normal to touch it in the process? For example, chicken. So you'll eat it with a knife and fork, but you will sometimes use your other hand to hold it steady or touch it. So many people will do that, and they will touch it. So if a person would have that cooked in a liquid. So the Chazanish holds in that situation, a person has to wash his hands, because that's called derech liga beyad. Even though the normal thing is to eat it with a kli, with a fork, there still is an element of normalcy to touch it, and therefore a person would have to wash his hands beforehand. I have not seen that quoted from other sources, so it is an interesting point, something to think about, the point of the Chazanish. It seems to be that his argument is correct. I have not seen it supported elsewhere. So they put out put this takana on the person who's eating, not on the person who is feeding. So if one person is feeding somebody else, the elderly person is feeding them, person is not well, and somebody else is feeding them. So if it's something which is normal to touch by hand, so then the oichol has to wash his hands, not the ma'achil. Okay, fine. Now the next half of the chayyadim deals with a different question, which is the idea of offering food to somebody who is not going to wash, offering food to somebody who is not going to make a bracha. In general, the whole idea of setting people up for potentially doing something which is an aveira, offering food, the Pesim talked about this, offering food, giving food to somebody during Anatinus, giving fleishiks to somebody during the 9 days. So that has the implications on the sugyas of Niflito Lusita Mikshal, Mesiela de over aveira, and that's the second half of the Chayyadim. I do not want to start that right now. Just want to clarify, just one or two more points in the first half of this simon. So we mentioned in Simon Zion that the pears which are mavushal, so a person would, let's say, we have a cooked pear, so there's liquid there, so do you have to wash when you're eating the cooked pear? So even though you'll eat it with a knife and a fork, you will touch it. So this would go into this question of if this is something which a person would... would have to wash if it's chayv in the tila. On the other hand, the halacha is cooked fruit. When you're cooking it for the purpose of getting the liquid, also the liquid, according to chayadim, is not chayv, is not mechayv in the tila, because the liquid becomes part of the fruit. It becomes repi adama. The derech chayim he said argues the mishaburah's hakra is in that situation to eat it with a spoon. Therefore, to avoid this shyness, even though maybe where the derech is to touch it sometimes, so we're so much the combination of the argument of, that it's not chayv at all, the fact that you are not actually eating it with uh, a
by hand, you're eating it there, we're going to be mekel, and saying since you're eating it with a utensil, that is sufficient. Even though normally that alone will not be enough, then in conjunction with the fact that it's a sofik, we're going to be mekel on the ski of the Rabbanon of Mesilas Yadayim. Have a good day.